You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Good morning. It is the Sports Junkies. Toby Altizer sitting in for the guys today on Labor Day. Got plenty of good stuff to get into today. We got to talk football for 4 hours. Generally, I would throw in some baseball talk, as I know a lot of people follow me for some of my baseball content, following the Nationals. Unfortunately, they're not worth talking about right now. So if you want any baseball talk, check out Bustin' Loose Baseball. Grant Paulson and I recorded a podcast last night, kind of depressing the state of the team, but that's about all the time we're going to spend on the Nationals today. We're talking football wall-to-wall today on the Sports Junkies, sitting in for them on a Labor Day. Which, by the way, Chris, Metal Chris alongside today from 6 to 10, I love the fact that I understand that, you know, that there were times in this country where, you know, labor laws, all this stuff. I love the fact that now in 2025, we're essentially celebrating a holiday that means we work so we take the day off. I'm all for this. This is like the most American holiday there is, right? Where we work, so we're taking the day off. We're making a holiday of it.
Yeah, I mean, except we're working.
Well, we're working, so we didn't get the privilege of having Labor Day off. But I love the fact that I know the origin and all that stuff, but at this point, it's basically a day for a bunch of Americans to take the day off work. Love it. Can we have more holidays like this?
Signals the start of fall as well. You know, I figure, and I don't know how much of a fashionista you are, but isn't it, you're not supposed to like wear white after Labor Day or something? I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's the I'm wearing a white shirt today.
I wear black every day, so it doesn't really matter
to me.
That's
valid. Yeah, that doesn't change your color scheme at all, Chris. Like, you're pretty much ready to roll. You're pretty much ready to roll. But yes, it is September. Crazy to think about that the calendar has now turned to September 1st, and it is Labor Day, so if you have the day off today, appreciate you guys hanging out. Or if you're working, like Chris and I, credit to you for working on a Labor Day. But plenty of football to get into. We're going to get into the Commanders at 7 o'clock. Who are some of the X-Factor guys for this team? I've got some names I'm going to throw out there. We'll break those guys down, as well as taking a look at Washington Post story on Jaden Daniels I thought was interesting. Adam Kilgore from the Post wrote a story over the weekend, or I think late last week, talking about Jaden and kind of how unique his personality is in terms of he's a star. He's a guy that's recognized everywhere, seemingly, but he just kind of wants to be left alone, and he doesn't necessarily want all the spotlight. So I thought that was an interesting story. We'll talk about that coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. At 8 o'clock, we'll get into the NFL in general. Who are the true Super Bowl contenders? Talk about that at 8 at 8:30. Ryan Horvath, BetMGM tonight, he's going to join us. We'll get his thoughts on the season. Who are some teams maybe you could take advantage of? Some win totals, and who are the Super Bowl long shots? Or we'll get some betting advice in the NFL season, get his thoughts. He's a Packers fan, so I know he was fired up last week with that major trade with Micah Parsons going to Green Bay. So we'll talk to Horvy coming up at 8:30. And to kick off the 9 o'clock hour, had the chance to catch up with Commanders rookie wide receiver Jalen Lane last week. We'll hear that conversation as well as getting a little more into the Commanders season and previewing and making some predictions for the upcoming season. But we got to start week one of college football mostly in the books. There's a debut still left for tonight. We'll get into that in just a little bit. In Chapel Hill, can you believe it? The Hoodie is coaching in college football. And like everyone has said, basically from the moment he took the job until now, it's been like, all right, I'll believe it when he's actually on the sideline coaching a game. Well, you'll see that tonight. Bill Belichick going to be on the sideline in Chapel Hill coaching the North Carolina Tar Heels. Still doesn't feel real, but we'll get more into that in just a little bit. Some of the games this weekend were spectacular. I thought it was interesting watching some of the lower scoring games this weekend. It was some good football. You know, generally, you think of college football, you think getting up and down the field, and there's going to be some high scoring affairs, even in games where you had some big time quarterbacks, even some Heisman Trophy favorites. You didn't necessarily get the most high scoring games. And I thought it was good football to watch in week one of the college football season. Let's start with a game last night. Thought was a heck of a game. You saw some real good glimpses of why Carson Beck was at one point a top quarterback prospect for the National Football League. You also saw that CJ Carr, the Notre Dame freshman, you can see the potential there for him. The numbers weren't great for Beck, 20 of 31, 205, two touchdowns, but no picks. But I thought overall you saw there were two guys in particular at the quarterback position to me in week one that kind of stood out. One of them was Carson Beck by just finding a way to win this football game. You know, this is a top 10 matchup. There were three of these in week one, by the way. It's awesome. We need more of this year in, year out. And I think, you know, with the expansion of the college football playoff, and there's potential that they're going to expand it again, you could see more of these. And I think that's a good thing for college football. The fact that now you can have two wins and feel good about your chances of getting in, teams aren't as scared to put some of these games on their schedule. Now, we'll get into the Ohio State and Texas game in just a little bit because I think there are, we sometimes set these expectations for a season. We sometimes set the expectations for a game. And we often forget so much is dependent on the quarterback in the college football game. It's obviously the same way in the NFL, but in college, you need the quarterback. And so think about this game last night, Carson Beck being a veteran who's played in big-time games, played at Georgia, been around the block. Notre Dame coming out last night playing in Miami, that's not intimidating to him, right? Like he has that experience versus CJ Carr is making his first ever college start on the road at Miami. That's tough. And they put up a heck of a fight, but I think you could see it took a little bit for CJ Carr to settle in, and there were some times last night where it was like, ooh, you can see some of that youth come through. And the reason I bring that up is the major marquee game of the weekend that everyone was looking forward to was noon on Saturday. It was really, really cool what they did for Lee Corso. I thought that was awesome, which, by the way, Lee Corso, how about it? Going out with a bang. Every team that he was involved with won this weekend. So I'd have to go back and look exactly what every team I know, Indiana, Navy, Florida State, all the teams that he either coached, played, whatever it may have been, they won. And he also went 6-0 this weekend in his final round of picks, taking Tennessee, South Carolina, Florida State was the biggest upset of the weekend, Miami, LSU, and Ohio State went 6-6. So credit to Coach Corso and his final game day. It was it's okay for a grown man to cry, Chris. And I'm not going to lie, I shed a few tears watching some of those tributes for Coach Corso. It was so much of my childhood, and even, I know before, when I was growing up, he was someone that was just a staple for Saturday mornings and getting you set for game day and putting on the headgear. It was such a cool tradition. So to see him sent off at midfield, at the horseshoe, with the band spelling out his name, I thought that was really, really cool. But the reason I bring up that game, that was the marquee one, right? Number one Texas taking on number three Ohio State in the shoe. And I think expectations were sky high for, oh, this is going to be high flying. both teams have good defenses, but holy smokes, we've got Arch Manning, who's a Heisman favorite. We've got Julian Sayin, who the year after Arch was the top quarterback prospect. Okay, we've got some dudes, and we're going to get to see some high-flying, really good football. And I think a lot of people came away from that going, well, Ohio State won, but it wasn't very impressive. Only had 203 total yards for the Buckeyes. The Longhorns actually outgained them, 336 to 203. But a bunch of people come away going, man, is Arch Manning not any good? And I think if you were in the moment there, I think a lot of people had feelings like, man, this Arch Manning isn't quite exactly what he was made out to be. But I also think that we
discount... It was one game.
Well, exactly. It's one game. Yeah. But again, we're discounting the fact that this is a guy who he's played. He played some last year, but just a couple of games. This is his first big-time start where this is his team. Everything rides on his shoulders. And you're going into a hostile environment against the defending national champions, who, by the way, and this was a great point that people have been pointing out after the fact on social media, you've got a guy, Matt Patricia, who's a defensive coordinator from the National Football League, now coaching the defense at Ohio State, where I don't know that you can always do this, and this will be something to watch with North Carolina tonight with Bill Belichick, but when you have a veteran defense like the Buckeyes have, right, with the best defensive player in college football probably, in Caleb Downs, and guys like that littered all over the football field, this guy is prepared for the real Manning, so to speak, right? He's prepared for Peyton Manning. He's prepared for Eli Manning. He's prepared, you know, against Tom Brady when he was a Lions head coach. He's prepared against, take your pick of NFL quarterback. Arch Manning doesn't intimidate him. And matter of fact, he probably looks at it and says, yeah, maybe this kid can be good in the future, but I can throw some things at him that this kid's never seen. And I think that after the fact, some guys have done a good job of kind of breaking it down and saying, look, Arch didn't look good from the naked eye. Like, if you're just first time tuning in watching football and you're watching this quarterback for Texas, you're like, this guy's not very impressive. Now, his fourth quarter, I thought he made some really nice throws, almost brought them back, so he was impressive in that sense. But he didn't look overall very good. But you got to look at what that Ohio State defense was doing. They were throwing some different things at him. They were mixing up coverages. Dan Orlovsky was talking last night, I think, during the halftime show with Booger and some of the other guys about how they were showing one thing, flipping to another. And I don't know if you can necessarily pull that off with every college defense, because you need guys with some experience, some understanding, some football IQ to be able to get those things done, because you're running more of an NFL-style scheme. But if there's one side of the ball that I think you can run complex stuff at the college level and still get away with it, it's probably the defensive side. And so for him to be able to mix in that stuff, it made Arch look pedestrian. Now, you look at the rest of their schedule, or at least the next couple of weeks of their schedule, and they've got some lighter opponents where I think once he gets settled into the year, right, because it's not like Sayin looked good on the other side either. It's not like he was doing anything spectacular. He had the one throw to Carnell Tate, and even that was underthrown where Tate had to double catch it, and that was spectacular by him. But they struggled to get Jeremiah Smith really involved. Like, it wasn't a great offensive game from either side. But Arch Manning, next couple of games, home for the next three, San Jose State, UTEP, Sam Houston. I think he can get back on track and it'll be just fine. But that being said, he comes out of that stretch. They're on the road at the Swamp, taking on the number 15 overall Gators, and then Oklahoma. So you get right into the SEC schedule. He'll have Georgia on the schedule this year. They wrap up the year against Texas A&M. That's four more ranked opponents. So you don't want to give up on Arch from one game. You don't want to necessarily mail it in. But
we may see these teams play again each other in the playoff too.
Very well.
Like, this is the beginning of the season, but these teams may go head to head again when they've both played a lot more. So,
well, and that's kind of, again, the point is, I think you saw the other top 10 matchup that was on Saturday night, LSU and Clemson. Cade Klubnik had no run game, so everything was on him. But I thought he played okay overall. He didn't make any plays. But I didn't think you saw, I think you saw some of that veteran, that presence from him, right? And I think with LSU, you saw that with Garrett Nussmeier. And I think that's why you saw a different game. Now, the score wasn't hugely different, right? 17-10, I think, was the final score of that one versus 14-7. So it's not like it was hugely different, but I think that one was more so, okay, that's good defensive game planning, and teams were playing, understanding that their defenses were able to hold up, so they were able to play a little bit different style of a game versus when you saw the game with Texas and Ohio State. I think there was good defense, but there was also young quarterback play that was well a part of it, where Arch Manning missed some layups, right? You think about the crosser on third down, and he's sidearming it for no reason. His footwork was all over the place, and he threw it behind his receiver. Those sorts of things, to me, he'll get fixed as time goes on. But to expect a guy making his first big-time college start to go on the road to the Shoe and expect him to win, that's tough. Guys have done it before, right? Like, guys have stepped in big moments on the road, not necessarily at the Shoe, but, you know, in big moments, making their first career start, and they've gone out there and lit the world on fire. But sometimes you're going to struggle, and probably a majority of the time you're going to struggle. So I think it was one of those things where we hyped up a game so much and then realized, oh, that's right. These guys are still young. These guys are still in college. And I think it just slowed everything down a little bit, where I know Paul Feinbaum before the game was, I think, on SEC Network saying, oh, yeah, this quarterback has everything, the most complete, best quarterback we've seen since Tim Tebow. And it's like, well, relax. We've barely seen him throw a pass in college. Like, he looked impressive when he played last year. And that's the thing that surprised me a little bit, is we saw bits and pieces last year, but the bits and pieces we saw, you looked and said, okay, give this guy a full-time role, and I think he could be good. By the way, it's funny that now Texas fans, the ones that were trying to run Quinn Ewers out of town and were so thrilled to see him go, are now looking on Twitter and going, man, did we maybe take it a little too hard on Quinn Ewers? Guy that threw that beautiful touchdown on fourth down in the college football playoff. Did we maybe, were we a little hard on him? I thought that was kind of funny to see. The thing that was alarming for me a little bit on Arch, and maybe it was something going on with, I don't know, but it did seem like the arm strength at time was lacking a little bit, and I don't know if this was a confidence thing. I don't know what it was, because there was a throw later in the game, which looked like his second interception, but was ultimately overturned to an incomplete pass, where he actually threw with some zip on the ball, trying to fit it in a tight window. But a couple of those balls where he's just trying to layer them in out there to the sideline, I know it's longer throws when you're going from the opposite hash outside the numbers in college because of the width of the hash marks, but some of those throws look kind of weak, kind of look like ducks. Immediately, people were like, oh, man, I didn't know that Arch Manning was going to have Peyton's Broncos arm from the end of his career. Like, there were some weak throws, so that was a little bit concerning for me. But overall, you look at Arch Manning, and I think he'll get things figured out. His athleticism was good. I didn't think that Sark was particularly good in this game, but I think, if anything, it's more of a, it's not an indictment on Arch or Sark as much as it is a credit for Matt Patricia and that Ohio State defense for being able to do what they were able to do. But the other top 10 matchup on Saturday night was my favorite game of the weekend, probably. Number 9 LSU going on the road to number 4 Clemson. It was the matchup of the two Death Valleys. Who has the real Death Valley? And LSU won this one. First time under Brian Kelly at LSU that they've started 1-0. And I think this game showed you why Garrett Nussmeier is going to be a first-round pick this upcoming NFL draft. And I know he was talked about, if you watched the Netflix documentary on the SEC last year, there was a big talking point about, was Nussmeier going to go to the pros or not? And I think he would have been more of a mid-round pick if he would have been in the draft this year. Maybe he would have gone up. We see quarterbacks all the time get pushed up if they play well. But Garrett Nussmeier looked like the veteran quarterback that he is. And it's funny watching quarterbacks play at the level that he played at in college now, where you just don't see quarterbacks. Like, you watched last night's game or yesterday afternoon's game for the Hokies, and they're taking on South Carolina and Lenora Sellers. And Sellers is a good football player. He is awesome. But he's not playing the chess match quite like Garrett Nussmeier is, because Garrett Nussmeier gets up to the line and he doesn't have the athleticism to do what Lenora Sellers does, and nothing's there, and he takes off and runs for 15 yards. Nussmeier doesn't have that. So he has to be able to diagnose the defense. He has to be able to get the team into the right play. And you saw that time and time again, where they just kept throwing screen plays out to the left, out to the left, out to the left. This trips, they didn't have enough guys over there, snap it, throw it over. I think they ran it 3 times in a row. Nussmeier plays the game at an NFL level already in terms of the mindset, in terms of being able to diagnose what's going on, get him into the right play. And I think as he continues to play this year, you're going to see, you know, some of these playmakers and guys emerge even more for LSU. And I think they could be a real threat to win the national championship because Nussmeier plays at such a high level. Now, you know, the question's going to be, okay, if you're able to shut some things down, can they have enough in the run game and can he make some things happen off schedule when he needs to? Because, you know, that's kind of the college game at times. But he plays at such a high level as a processor. I was really impressed by him. And I know immediately a lot of people have gone to social media this weekend as well complaining about what is a catch in college football, because he threw an absolute dime down the right sideline that everyone seemed to have thought was a catch. I didn't think it was a catch. There was a play yesterday in the Hokies South Carolina game. Nick Harbor caught a touchdown that was ultimately ruled incomplete. I don't have an issue with either one of those plays being caught or called incomplete. I don't fully understand how so many fans don't understand the idea of if you're going to the ground while you're making the catch, doesn't matter where you are in the field of play or in the end zone. I understand that you got 2 feet down. I understand all those things. But if you're going to the ground while you're making the catch, you have to maintain it through the ground. Neither one of those guys did. So I had no issue with either of those plays being called incomplete. For the LSU game, it kind of went against the rule of cool, so I understand why so many people wanted it to count because it was a really, really cool play, a beautiful throw from Nussmeier. But I think you look at LSU, and they could be a team that their defense actually played well for the first time, and it feels like forever. Credit to Hokie transfer, Mansoor Delane, getting a game ball, getting an interception, a couple of pass deflections. But I think LSU is going to be a fun team to watch this year. They were really, really impressive, and I thought Garrett Nussmeier, I think you saw the difference between a veteran quarterback there versus some guys making their first big-time starts like a Saiyan, like an Arch Manning, like even a CJ Carr last night. Let's take a break. When we come back, I want to dive into some of the local games. Virginia Tech was in action. Also, might be a star quarterback in College Park. We'll talk about it next here on The Fan and the Team 980.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body.
The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Welcome back. It is the Sports Junkies, 106.7 The Fan, Team 980. The guys off for Labor Day today. Toby Altizer sitting in for them. Talking football all show, starting in the college ranks before we get into some NFL talk at 8 o'clock. We'll get back into the Commanders coming up at 7 o'clock. Right now, though, looking at local teams in action. Some college games this weekend. Mostly good for the locals. Honestly, I think of all the local teams that we have on our air or around here, I think the only team that lost was Virginia Tech, a tough one last night to South Carolina. But we'll start with the Terps.
Well, VMI lost to Navy.
I mean, okay, but I was thinking Navy more so than
no,
VMI.
No, of course. I think we consider Navy more DMV. But still, VMI, if we're counting Tech, we got to count VMI.
Well, we have the Hokies on our air. They're a little far away, but sure. There are plenty of Hokies in the DMV area.
Sure.
Let's start with the Terps, though, because this is a positive. 39-7 over FAU. I thought it was funny listening to game day, and they were picking their super dogs or whatever they do, and Nick Saban's like, I'm taking FAU. I don't know a whole lot about them, but Maryland struggled. And I was like, you know what? It's not horrible analysis, not great analysis in terms of you don't know anything about FAU, but the Terps have struggled, and this is kind of a do-or-die year, it feels like, for Coach Loxley. Good start for them. 39-7, including a 26-point second quarter, and there might be a quarterback in College Park. There might be a legit quarterback, and it's true freshman Malik Washington. He looked really, really good after a little bit of a slow start. Three touchdown passes on the day, 27-43, 258. Looks like a legit weapon at the quarterback position. And that's something that Maryland hasn't had since, I mean, Talia was good, but I think that the ceiling here is much, much higher. Talia was able to put up some numbers. This guy, I think, could be an absolute weapon. So seeing him be able to get going as a true freshman right away, again, there's going to be some growing pains at points this season, but you've got some good games coming up that you can make some, put some more hay in the barn and then get into Big Ten play. Northern Illinois coming up on Friday night and then Towson. So I like the fact that it's a little bit easier for a freshman quarterback to get in there, right? A little bit easier of a landing spot early on. Then you're on the road to Wisconsin. Then you've got Washington, Nebraska. But, you know, by the time you get to the big time heavyweights in the Big Ten, Indiana a little bit later on in the year, Illinois, Michigan. By the time you're getting to the end of the year, that's when you face the heavyweights, and Malik Washington will have seen, you know, a bunch of experience at the college level. So, heck of a debut for him. Excited to see how he grows the rest of the season. An impressive product. I know he was a big-time recruit, 6'5", 231, big, big kid. Excited to see what he can do. South Carolina, like I mentioned, number 13, South Carolina got the best of Virginia Tech yesterday. And if you watch this game, the Hokies had it in front of them. They just weren't able to capitalize on their opportunities. I mean, you know, you were the defense, you have both new coordinators, offense and defense, for the Hokies. And I don't know that Philip Montgomery, the offensive coordinator, called a bad game as much as they just weren't able to execute. Kyron Drones wasn't very efficient. He missed some throws, also some drop passes by the Hokies, but he was only 15-35, 221 yards, had the two interceptions. One of them was costly, but not as costly as it could have been, because threw one in the end zone, in the red zone, but then South Carolina took it out to the two. Ultimately, the Hokies were able to get a safety to get on the board. But they just had too many missed opportunities. And the real game-changing play yesterday was there was a kick, a punt that innocuous. South Carolina was going to start with the ball deep in their own territory. But there was a legal formation on a punt. And Shane Beamer opted to have them re-kick after they kind of took a little bit of time to decide. And after he re-kicked, kind of out-kicked the coverage a little bit, returned for a touchdown. Those sorts of things, you're not going to be able to beat a number 13-ranked team. And Lenoris Sellers is someone that so many people were talking about going into the season. Some people calling him LeHeisman, right, getting ready for those sorts of things. I mean, if you watch this game, you saw moments where you're like, holy smokes, this guy is just unreal. But it's not like he had the best game yesterday. 12-19, 209 through the air with a touchdown, no picks. Only 25 rushing yards, but the big one was a 16-yard rushing touchdown for him. But for the most part, kept in check, you got to find a way to win those sorts of games when you keep a number 13-ranked team just to 24 points and, you know, one of those touchdowns coming from a special teams touchdown. So in reality, the defense wasn't giving up a whole lot. You got to find a way to win. No offensive touchdowns for the Hokies, just a safety and then three field goals. Credit to John Love for knocking them all through, including a 56-yarder. So good for him, but just not enough for the Hokies. But you saw the defense play a lot better. And so that's an encouraging sign for the Hokies. But, you know, like we were talking about, it's a little bit of a do-or-die year for Coach Loxley in College Park. Kind of a do-or-die year for Brent Pry in Blacksburg. And this upcoming game, Vanderbilt, they got to get this one. It's going to be Saturday night, home opener at Lane Stadium, going to be rocking. I can't wait. We always play Enter Sandman to open the junks, right? Enter Sandman down in Blacksburg. There's not a better college football entrance. Matter of fact, you're going to hear my conversation with Jalen Lane coming up at 9 o'clock. He mentions it. Like, there's not a better atmosphere in college football, he said, than at Lane Stadium. And it's rocking. So I'm excited to see how they do, but last year they fell to Vanderbilt week one. I think they were kind of caught off guard by Diego Pavia and some of that option that they were running. They're not going to be caught off guard this year. So knowing the preparation going in, being able to get set for that offense, kind of understanding what you're going to face, and now under home turf, you've got to win this one. It's a massive one for the Hokies, so you'll be able to hear it on Saturday night here on The Fan. But a big one for Virginia Tech as they'll take on Vanderbilt in week two. You mentioned already, Chris, Navy getting it done against VMI 52-7. Blake Horvath, 6 of 7, 66 yards and a touchdown passing. Braxton Woodson. I love when you get some college stat lines. You remember last year, week one, I think we had some ridiculous stat lines. Like, I think Teteroa McMillan, the first-round pick for the Panthers, at Arizona last year, I think week one, he had like 340 yards receiving and like three touchdowns. See, you get ridiculous stat lines in college. How about this one for Navy? Braxton Woodson, 7 carries, 180 yards, and 2 touchdowns. That's getting it done. I don't have to touch the ball much, but I'm averaging 25 yards a pop.
And you would think it's like a ranked team versus like just some, you know, whatever. It's like, this is Navy.
Yeah, like, I know. Well, and it's funny you mentioned that, right? Because Navy gets it done against VMI, so credit to them. Do you see what happened to their rivals? Army?
No, I did not see what was up with Army.
Tarleton State. Ever heard of them?
Never heard of them.
Well, you should, because they beat Army 30-27 in overtime. An FCS school that they're paying to come up to West Point to play them to open up the season, and Tarleton State won.
Wow.
Yikes.
Well, I come from a Navy family, so go Army or go Navy beat Army. Or
well,
whatever.
I'm go Navy beat Army as well. Yeah. But can one of our service academy please beat Tarleton State? Please.
I've never even heard of that. Where is that?
Texas.
All right.
Yeah, the Tarleton State Texans, and they went to West Point and won 30-27. You can tell that you're football depraved, Chris. When I'm sitting there, I can't remember if this game was Thursday or Friday night, and you're dialed in. You're dialed in late in this ball game, and it's like, you know how little this matters in the landscape of college football? Like, Army's not going to get to a big-time bowl game. Army's not making the college football playoff. Army's not going to get ranked this season. But I'm sitting there dialed in. Like, oh, man, you got to get rid of the ball here. You got to do this. What the heck is this play call? What are we doing here? You know you're football depraved when you're dialed into the final couple minutes and overtimes of Tarleton State and Army. But that's where I was. That's where I was, watching on the CBS Sports Network, dialed in. Have to know what's going on with Tarleton State and Army. Some of the other locals, Virginia beat Coastal Carolina 48-7. Their transfer quarterback out of North Texas, Chandler Morris, was one of the standout performances of the weekend at the quarterback position. 19-27, 264 with two touchdowns through the air, and 50 rushing yards on five attempts. So the Cavaliers, be interesting to see how they're able to get things going this season after missing out on a bowl game last year. You know, it was a big-time game last year in Blacksburg. First time I'd ever gone to Lane Stadium, which was really, really cool. Getting to watch Tech versus UVA, and the winner was going to a bowl game. So it was a playoff game of sorts, and Tech was able to get the better of them there. Virginia might have a solve at the quarterback position, at least for this year, and they dominated Coastal Carolina. James Madison also dominated in their game. They won 45-10 over Weber State. Now, Chris, can you name the – I only know one guy that went to Weber State. Can you name the one guy? It's not football.
Oh.
There's a famous basketball player, currently plays in the association. Big-time guy. Went to Weber State.
I don't know. That's beyond my
– Damian Lillard.
Really?
Went to Weber State. Would you have that on your bingo card?
No. So here's the thing. I actually I'm trying to think what year that would have. So I used to run, like, before I started working here, I ran a March Madness pool for like 20 something years, and I would get like 50 or 60 people in it. And I followed all that stuff like real close. Like, and then, you know, you might not know these things, but then all of a sudden some team comes out of nowhere and you're like, oh, that's because this guy that we now know is a star. Like, you know, Carmelo taking Syracuse to the championship and winning that one year when they were like a fifth seed or whatever, you know? But I had no idea.
I don't even know if they were ever, or I'm not even sure if they were ever in the tournament with Dame.
Yeah, that's what I was like wondering. I was like, usually I hear that just from having done those tournament pools so much. I would, you know, like I remember when Steph was playing and like, you know, things like that.
Oh, yeah, Davidson.
That.
Remember Lehigh with CJ McCollum.
Was a big Cinderella that year, you know, like, yeah, and nobody really knew who Steph was then, but we know who he is now, you know?
Yeah, no, it's crazy just to think that Weber State is where one of the better point guards in NBA history. I think he was a top 75 player all time, right?
Yeah, he was pretty young still when they put that list out. But, yeah, he was. So, I don't know.
It's crazy to think about Damian Lillard going to Weber State. But their football team didn't fare so well. Maybe
it's
they could have
so
used
weird
Damian
for me
Lillard.
To see him on the Bucks. So
well, he's not there anymore.
Yeah, I know.
Back in Portland. It's crazy. He's going to miss most of this year. It's wild. Wild. And Weber State football didn't fare so well against James Madison, won 45-10. So there you go, a little roundup of the locals in college football from week one. There is one game left. I believe it's the only game left today. One game left on the college football schedule for week one, and it might be the most intriguing of all of them, and it doesn't involve a ranked team. Bill Belichick makes his North Carolina debut tonight. We'll talk about it next here on the Junkies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
So, Sports Junkies, 106.7 The Fan, Team 980. Toby Altizer in for the guys today on Labor Day. Appreciate you hanging out, talking football all 4 hours, starting in the college ranks. We'll get into the Commanders coming up at 7 o'clock. Who are some X-Factor Commanders for this season? I'll go ahead and throw out the first one, Jaden Daniels. We're going to go a little more off the grid than naming the best players on the team. But one guy on there is one of the top guys. But we'll talk about that coming up at 7 o'clock. Right now, though, I want to talk about tonight's game. College football, Monday Night Football, TCU, North Carolina. Normally, this would be a nothing burger. I'd only care about it because it's the ACC and work with the Hokies, cheer for the Hokies. Bill Belichick, college football coach. So many people saying, I'll believe it when he's actually coaching the game, whenever their season opener is. Well, you can believe it tonight when he's trotting out there in his Carolina blue and coaching up the Tar Heels. Still doesn't even feel real that Bill Belichick is coaching college football.
It's so weird to me. I was thinking would actually be freaking awesome if Nick Saban does come back and coaches Duke. And we got a Belichick Duke UNC ACC rivalry. That'd be just so awesome. But that said, I don't know the last time I've heard such hype about a first game of a season about a coach.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Arch Manning coming to Texas, you know, like whatever. It's like, that's a big deal. Bill Belichick, it's like he's not even going to be, I mean, he'll be on the sideline, but he's not going to be on the field, you know? Like,
well, especially for someone that's
drop a dime.
Yeah, especially for someone that's not, like, sometimes you'll get that hype with, you know, so-and-so left this school to go to another big-time school.
Sure, especially like, if it's like a rival
yeah,
or something.
Like Brian yeah. Kelly leaves Notre Dame for LSU or yeah, Lincoln yeah. Riley leaving Oklahoma for USC. Like, those sorts of things get hype. But Bill Belichick, guy who's never coached college football, steps in. It's crazy to think about, but one thing that was interesting, we talked about this a little bit earlier with Ohio State. If you have the guys for it, guys that understand it enough, have a high enough football IQ, a little bit of experience, you can do some things that can confuse quarterbacks defensively, like Matt Patricia did for Ohio State against Texas. And you wonder, Bill Belichick was the best at that. Probably the best ever at that in terms of the National Football League, being able to come up with game plans week to week that were completely different, that looked nothing like they did the previous week and were catered to that guy and make sure that they could shut down that offense.
That was his specialty. He's like, what is your team best at and how we make you win without doing that? Like, how do you, you know, force the opponent into a position where it's like, here's the things you're best at. You're not going to have those. Try to beat us now, you know?
Yeah, and that's what's going to be interesting to watch him in the college ranks is, it's one thing to do it with pros where they're professionals for a reason, right? They understand the game. They have the ability. Can you do it with college guys where there's going to be some mental mistakes? There's going to be guys that...
In one off season also.
Exactly.
I mean, it's this is not like, oh, he's got his system in place and he's been doing this for 3 or 4 years and his whole recruiting class is all his. Like, we're not there yet.
Yeah, like, exactly. And well, and the other thing too is like, how many years is he going to be at North Carolina? Is this a one-off sort of thing where he's there for a year or two, or is he going to be there for 4 or 5 seasons? Because at what point does he actually get to that point where it's, this is now Bill Belichick's team? And maybe some of that is a little bit of, in terms of, oh, he doesn't have all of his recruits and stuff in there. Maybe that's a little bit different in the modern era where you can literally build a team through the transfer portal like some teams do. So maybe it's a little bit different in that sense, but... Yeah, I'm interested to see, is he able to still do the Bill Belichick stuff that we knew from the NFL? It's obviously going to be have to be different because it's the college ranks and these guys aren't pros. And some of these guys, frankly, aren't going to make the pros. That's the difference, right? Some people throw out these stupid ideas like, oh, yeah, well, Alabama could beat the Browns. No, Alabama has a bunch of professional athletes, but not their entire roster. Everybody on the Browns is a pro. Everybody's made it from that level, right? You're taking the best of the best.
Well, that's what they say about the NFL. It's like when these guys come in, they're like, yeah, you dominated in college. They're like, everyone in the NFL dominated in college. That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
Like, now you got to try to dominate out of those people, you know?
Exactly. I mean, they're just so few and far between. So can he get it done with a little bit of a lesser talent and lesser football IQ? And I don't doubt the coaching acumen. It's just, how can he adjust it to work with college kids? And the interesting part about all this, too, is, he's a hardo, right? Like that's the guy that him and Brady couldn't get along at times, right?
Imagine, I mean, has he turned another leaf with his new love in his life? Who knows, though, right?
No, like, I don't even want to get into that.
I don't know, though, but I don't. He may have changed in other ways as well, and that might be part of why he's going to college, you know?
Well, the reason he's in college, let's be real, he didn't get a job in the NFL.
True.
That's the reason why he's in North Carolina. It wouldn't surprise me at all if he coaches well and some team opens up a job next year and they give him a phone call, he'll be on the first flight out of there, I bet. But my thing is...
Well, I think the problem with the NFL is, again, it's his age and no one's going to be like, well, we're handing you the keys for 5 years or something and then find out...
You find the right match, though, where if they've got a decent roster but they want to try to get over the top, I think there's still a chance that he could end up back. But I'm
interested.
I think
he was at GM control, too. But
well,
yeah.
That's a big part of it. That's a big part of the reason that, and look, his draft classes have been horrendous. So if he could go in somewhere and just be the coach, then I think that teams would be a little more willing. But I'm just interested to see how it translates to the college game. And assuming he stays in college, which I don't know that it's going to be the case, but we'll see. But if he were to stay in college year to year, can he coach the same way? Because you look at the NFL and how many people looked at Belichick a little funny. Well, in the NFL, you're getting paid, and if you're essentially, you're signed, right? You're not going anywhere unless you can put up a fit, but you're ultimately signed to a contract. Versus college, what'd you say to me? I'll see you. I'm gone.
Their team's a lot more money than UNC as well.
Oh, yeah.
So
a lot more money. A lot more money. So very intriguing debut tonight for Bill Belichick as he's on the sideline for the North Carolina Tar Heels. It's just, it still doesn't feel real that the greatest coach in NFL history stepped down a level and is now coaching. I mean, this would be like Nick Saban rolling up to IMG Academy to coach high school, right? Like, is that the kind of the comparison? Like, the guy is the greatest at the top level of football ever, but couldn't get a job there, so now he stepped down a level. And I just can't believe that we're going to get to that point, but we'll see what happens tonight. And I think if he has a season that goes well, maybe he will get another job in the pros. But very, very intriguing to see what Bill Belichick's able to get done tonight.
It's that defense I want to see. I want to see how
exactly.
He's gotten this college defense ready, because I mean, I don't even know who UNC's quarterback is.
Well, don't sleep on their quarterback. Gio Lopez,
yeah,
transfer from, I think he came from South Alabama. Lefty, I believe.
Oh, interesting.
Kid can sling it. He's a good player, so I'm excited to see what he can do.
And it's no insult to him, but it's like, Belichick's the guy that's going to be like...
Yeah, his calling card's on defense.
And the wild defensive strategies that he comes up with and stuff, you know? And so I think that's what we're all going to be obviously looking at. Now, whether they win or not, I don't know how much that matters. But, man, if you just see UNC get blown out, that's going to not be, I think, looking – I mean, it's just one game.
Yeah, but, I don't see that happening. But whoever – I'm not sure who TCU's quarterback is, but I feel bad for them. If Bill Belichick's able to put in what he wants, I feel bad for them tonight. Let's get into the Commanders. Who are the X-factor guys this season for the Commanders? Also, ESPN had a preview and had a spicy take about the Commanders. We'll get into that next here on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.